Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Yud Beis, mitzvah 412, the second to last mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar, as we close in the end of Parshas Maaseh, and we have the second to last mitzvah also related to issues of Ritzicha, as we have discussed. Person is Rotzeach B'Mezid, he is Chayiv Misa. Somebody is Rotzeach B'Shogeg, he is Chayiv Galus. The last two mitzvahs are connected in that one is not allowed to try to pay his way out of Misa or pay his way out of Galus. Today's Isser is trying to pay your way out of Misa. Says the Torah, Pasuk Lamed, Kol Makei Nefesh Lefi Edim Yirtzach Hasar Rotzeach. Anyone who kills is Chayiv Misa. Ve'edecha Lo Yane B'Nefesh Lamus. And you can't trust one witness. That was yesterday's mitzvah. One witness being the one witness by nefashas cannot say more and try to give his own 2 cents. And then the Torah tells us, "V'lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamus." One is not allowed to accept kofer for the nefesh rotzeach, for the murderer, that he is wicked to die. Kimos yumas. You have to kill him. You can't accept money instead of killing him. And then the next pasuk will be the next mitzvah, "V'lo sikhu kofer lanus eler miklato." And also you can't accept payment instead of, you know, I'll give you millions, let me just not go to Galus. Nope, gotta go. L'shub l'aretz ba'aretz ad mos ha-kohen. And the Torah continues, v'lo sachnifu es-aretz. One cannot violate chanufa, which itself is a separate issa d'araisa, according to the smag. We don't hold that way, but either way, if I do not commit to make sure that mishpat is held up and somebody tries to pay them their way out of it, still that is not allowed. And we'll see discussions and the reasons for this in a couple of minutes. Let's see what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Shelo nikach kofer klomar pidyon v'yafilu kol mamon sheva'olam, even all the money in the world, lahatzil nefesh harotzeach shelo lahargo. One is not allowed to accept money, not to kill them, even $20 billion, doesn't matter. And the Beis Din won't have to worry about anything for the rest of their lives, and every Jewish institution will be taken care of. Let's say it's the richest person in the world. Say, take all my money. It doesn't matter. We don't accept it. We have to kill him. If he committed murder, then he has to die. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, and the shorish of this mitzvah is known. Shem horshu adonai haaretz likach kofer miyad rotzeach. If we are able to accept kofer, to accept money, nimsa shekala gadol mechaveru va'ashir mimenu, then it will come out that anyone who is greater and bigger, yahargenu im yechere apo alav v'yitin kofer v'nimsa cherevish b'achiv v'yishe batel. This is going to undermine society. If we allow this, even in extreme cases, it will undermine the whole judicial system, and therefore we have to kill him. Even though if we take a step back, we might say, well, if this person is giving billions of dollars, maybe we should accept it as for the greater good. Doesn't matter. That will undermine in the long run the judicial system, and for the good of the judicial system, we have to make sure that that is not done. Even if it is in a specific circumstance, it might help. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, if you look in Rav Sarotskin here, he says, this isn't saying bribery. We're not talking about a bribe. That's a separatist, sir. What if the relative of the victim say, fine, we'll take it. We'll take the $20 billion. Don't you have to kill the guy. Doesn't matter. Even if he's giving the money, he killed a person, he feels bad, and he wants now, what could I do? I can't bring the guy back, you know what? But I could pay for his children's college education. I could pay for whatever they need for the rest of their lives. That's what I want to do. That's this Isser. Well, we can't get the guy back anyway. How is it going to help to kill this Rotzeach? How is it going to help these Yisomim? By Yisomim, you're able to lechem, and they're going to starve. Tov lekabel meharetzach kofer nefesh. Ulefarnes bizesa yeladim shel harug. At least he should do this. Says the Azayin LaTorah, no. Not allowed. That's the Isser. We shouldn't think, oh, it makes more sense for the societal good. This is what we should do. No. Lefichach hizir ha-kasuv v'losichu kofer lenefesh v'oseach asher rosh alamus. Mos yumas. We have a mitzvah v'yata rami kebecha. V'hu rasha neged kol ha-min ha-enoshi v'lo rak neged ha-nirtzach. This is somebody who is a danger to society. Not just the nirtzach. The nirtzach can be mochel. No. U'memela mos yumas. If there is a murderer, for the good of society, we have to put him to death. Right? And we find there are other examples of for the good of society. There is a Ramban on Parshas Shoftim. towards the end of Dvarim, where the Ramban talks about the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peites of Dalit Srichin Hachraza, the four people that have to be announced before they are put to death. Beis Din has to announce why are they being put to death. Right? V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro V'lo Yizidun Od, says the Ramban. Here it is in Perichof Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches in Dvarim. Says the Ramban, there are four people that, if you look at their actions, this is kind of opposite of our halacha, but it has a similar idea. There are four people; those four people called the Dalash Shetzrichan Achraza, that their actions per se might not merit a Chiyuv Misa, but for what they represent and what they stand for, we have a Chiyuv Misa. Ben Sora Amore, he's a kid. Neither al Shem Sofo. Number one, Zakein Mamre. One of the Sanhedrin who gets outvoted, who really thinks he's right, he thinks the other 70 rabbis are wrong, and he goes and even though he's outvoted, he goes and tells Am Yisrael, follow me, because they're all wrong and I'm right. So, he's L'shem Shamayim. Or, Adam Zomerman. They just tried to do it. They didn't succeed. What do? Kasher Zomam Lasos Lachiv. We give their punishment. Kasher Zomam. So, Ben Sora Mo, Kasher Zomam. And finally, Mesis, the fourth halacha. Somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. They don't succeed! These four people are Chayiv Misa. Ask the Ramban why. Because these four people are not put to death because of what they did, but because of the danger they represent to society. Ein bo ato chet mavis. Lo humas begod al chet o, elo li yaseh bo as harabim, v'shelo yeh takala l'achayrim. So it's kind of opposite. In here, he is Chayiv Misa. See, he's trying to get off for the good of society. But we say no, overall, we put him to death for the good of society. These four people are undermining Edom Zomin, are undermining the judicial system. Zakin Mamre is undermining all of the Dayanim. You take a vote, you're outvoted. Okay, you can believe what you want. But once you're outvoted, then you have to listen. So either way, this is about the message of keeping the judicial system in place. And you can't take kofar for that. There's another parallel idea that is mentioned in a totally different context. The Noda Bihuda has an important tshuva. We speak about this when it comes to Yom Narayim time. The Noda Bihuda has a tshuva where he discusses why is it that Chayvi Mises Bezdin, we don't accept tshuva for it. Now, let's say somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, Reuven Kilshimon, with witnesses and with Hasra, and he's Bekabal Atzmo, then all of a sudden, after he does it, he realizes, oh my gosh, what is my life come to? Where am I? Who am I? And he goes to the Beis Medrash, and he does complete Tshuva Gemura, and he goes to the Mikvah four times a day, and he doesn't stop learning, and he becomes the Godel Ador, and the Paki Bishasu Poskim, unbelievable, and now everybody asks him questions from all over the world, he's published Svarim, he's the Godel Ador, he's the Rosh Kabahag, and all of a sudden the Edom get their act together from the original act and finally come to Beis Din, and they testify about this guy, and the Edom Drishav HaKira, Wadol, and Chayiv Misa. What do? We kill the Godel Hador. He has to know the Yehuda why. He did tshuva. Why can't we put this person to death? Why do we? If we know he did tshuva, that's the question that the Noda Yehuda asks in Arachayim Simin Lamed Hey. He says, how is it that we do not accept tshuva for Chayiv Misa's best? So there are many answers to this question. Some say, maybe the simplest answer, which might not work in this case, is that how could we ever be sure what's going on inside the person? The Chidah writes in one of his Sfarim. Who knows what this guy is thinking? He looks like he's done tshuva. He learns all day. But who knows deep down if he's really sorry for what he did in terms of the murder? Only Hashem can know that. Beis Din can't know that. So Beis Din cannot act based on tshuva. So that's one suggestion given. Or another suggestion given by the Maharal. The Maharal says Beis Din only punishes. Beis Din Shalmata is in charge of faults and sins they could punish. Giving out schar for mitzvos asay, Beis Din doesn't do that. Right? It's like a cop. A cop never pulled you over and said, that was a great right turn. You know, that was a great signal. Here, take $50. We don't have that. Why? Because the police aren't in charge of giving out citations for good following the law. You're supposed to. If there's a violation, that's Beis Din Shalmata. Beis Din Shalmata say, you really shook the lulav really well. Right? Here's, we know they don't do that. That's not the job of Beis Din Shalmata. That's what the Maharal says. So tshuva is a mitzvah asay. Beis Din can't credit you for mitzvah asay. Beis Din only takes care of los asay. If you're not doing a mitzvah asay, sometimes Beis Din can force you. But that's another answer. Asay versus los asay. Or another answer suggested by the Maharal is maybe tshuva is something that's lamala menateva. We don't understand how you can wipe out the past. Either way, there's many answers given. But says the Nodav Yehuda himself, in that tshuva, in Simalamed Hey, says the Nodav Yehuda, you know why? Because if you accept tshuva, it will undermine the judicial system. The exact same idea that we're saying in our mitzvah. You can't accept kofar, even if it makes sense. You want to support the Yisomim. No, you don't go based on your own logic. Says the Nodav Yehuda, Elevat Exeris HaKasavi, She'el Malekain, if you accept the tshuva, Batlu On Sheitar Bechlalan. The entire judicial system, the onshim of the Torah, will be null and void. The Ein Adam She'yumas Bebezdin, nobody will be killed. Why? Ki Omer Chatasi, V'hineni Shav, I did tshuva. Right, so what does he have to prove to do tshuva? Right, the Gemara even says in Kiddushin that if somebody marries somebody, Amanasha and Itzadik, right, maybe Choshen the Kiddushin, maybe Shemehira tshuva b'libo. So he's here too. V'kibet HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratzal itein onesh misa al ksas avonos, kedei sheyisyarei adam mila'avar, v'lachein nachutzu shlo tola la tshuva lahatzam misas bezdin. So you can't say it, you can't say that he is going to do tshuva and accept it. It's going to undermine the judicial system. By the way, that tshuva of the Nodav Yehuda is an amazing tshuva on a couple of levels. The whole first half of that tshuva, the questioner is about somebody, Rahman al-Islam was mezana for 3 years with his mother-in-law, or somebody relative, I don't remember the exact relative, but it was somebody very close. And he says, How can I do tshuva? So the two questions. Number one, the first half of the tshuva is that, does he have to tell his wife? Or somebody else, he was mezana, wasn't a mother-in-law, he was mezana with some other relative. Does he have to tell the husband? Is he believed? And number two, how does he do tshuva? So the second half of that tshuva, the other user says, I have no idea. What, you want to know how many times to fast? He says, even if you fast the years of Misushelach, that's the great line of the other Yehuda, it's not going to be enough. And you're asking me something that's not in Shas. You're asking me something that is meta halacha. He says, I don't have an answer for you. So, the Nodav Yehuda says, you just have to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch to the best of our abilities. But either way, that Nodav Yehuda in Simon Laman Hay is also similar to our discussion here of you can't accept kofar, so too you can't accept tshuva for a misas bezdin. Good, let's continue. Midini mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Mashomer zechorin lavracha. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Shafilu ratza gol adam lepatro. Even if the gol adam says, pater, amochel, still, it doesn't matter. He can't. He can't say that. Va'amar ladayon, shu mochel adamo, v'shichum en akofer emirtsu, I'll take the money. Let's say you have a relative who really hated his dead relative. Yeah, I'll take the money. No. Whether you loved him or hated him. Einan rashon likach ha-kofer. Follow the pocha b'chomakom b'chomamon sheba'olam. Doesn't matter how much money. Ela yumas kemitzvah sakel aleinu. V'yasa brateh b'sechas makas. Being, what's behind that? The Gol Adam is also not in charge of bodies. Just like we're not allowed to hurt our bodies, we're not allowed to save our bodies. V'akadosh Baruch Hu says, unless it's v'tzilu ha-edah. But once the person is chayim misa, then for no reason, we're not allowed to get him off. The Radvaz in Sanhedrin, in the Rambam, quotes the halacha of Ein Adam Meisa Matzah Barasha, when somebody comes to court and says, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me. Right? We don't kill him. I ate treif, give me lashes. We don't say that. Ein Adam Meisa Matzah Barasha, says the Radvaz, why? Because our bodies are not our own. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of our bodies. So it works in both directions. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to, after Me'av Esrim, then there's no way a human being could stop it. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's not time, then we are not allowed to take the law into our own hands. Whether it's lashes, whether it's Misa. So it's the same idea. Again, the same idea with opposite ways to get there. We'll get back to another idea, but let's just continue reading first. This mitzvah applies to men and women. Men and women? What do you mean? Doesn't this only apply to men? It has to do with judges, it has to do with dayanim. Ah, sha'achshav b'zman hazeh. So fine, that part is clear. That it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because Bez is not putting anybody to death today. Va'amri b'kan, shenoi gisr zeben akevis. But let me explain, I said it applies to females. V'yavavi she'ein andanos, but they're not judges. So how could a female violate this isser? Or come into the parsha of this isser? Ha'inyan hu, let me explain. She'im lo ulai b'zman hahu. Right? If at that time, right, the Minchas Chena points out that in some girsos there was b'zman hazeh. So it should be Bismanahu. At that time, Machmas Malchus Osiva Acheres. If there was some woman who was in a certain position to save the guy, she wasn't a judge. But if she would accept the money, she would be able to. If she was the governor, whatever she was, Yavo Biad Isha Inyan, she Yishalumi Menel Hatzel Nefesh Rotzeach Mishol Mamon. If the woman, any woman, has in their power and authority, maybe the woman has the power to go speak to the judge. She's on good terms with the judge, and she will be the Rosh Bezdin. And she could go to the Rosh Bezdin and talk and get him off. Then that woman would be violating this Isser. doesn't only have to do with Shlo Zikl Kofar. If she gets money, if she gets paid off to go speak to the judge, she could also violate. So it's a chiddush. The chinuch says not only are men, you would think this is only applies to dayanim. Dayanim should not accept money to save a rotzeach b'mezid. Says the chinuch, no, it could even apply to women. If a woman is in a position to save a person in any way, so they also are obligated. The overall zen, therefore he finishes off. Benish, benisha, if somebody violates this man or woman, v'locha kofer lahatzel rotzeach, and takes kofer, takes money, over alav zeh, the oncho gadol ma'od. He violates, and the onish is terrible. Ki hu siba li'ibud kamen nefashos mi'yisrael. You're letting a murderer walk the street, like we mentioned the past couple of days. The Rambam says a murderer is the worst. It's the most undermining and destructive behavior in society. They're the ones that we put away in a kippah. Uniquely, the Mishnah talks about in Sanhedrin. So therefore, that the person who's doing that is the cause of a terrible situation. One other idea, it's mentioned here by Rav Sarutsky, another idea behind this mitzvah, is not just the undermining of society, but the Tam Vadas, Rav Sternbach, I'm sorry, says, Tamun Hadvarim, what's the Havamina? That we would accept money versus Chayav Misa. What does that mean? Just like you can't accept money before the case, you can't accept money after the case. You could put, does Judaism believe in putting a monetary value on a human life? We don't believe in that. Vinira, so it says of Sternbach, the pasuk isn't really, it's for the judges. But the isser isn't just on the judges, the isser is on the murderer himself. What's this murderer doing? He's going to the judge and thinking he could pay off in order to save himself. And even like in the situation described by Rav Sarutsky, right? That he could pay. I'm helping the orphans. I'm giving stuck. I'm doing this great mitzvah. Shabala horos la rasha. Shalo yadame belibo sheyachol hu lachaper al cheto bitztaka. He shouldn't think that he could just do a mitzvah and then get off. If I do a mitzvah, it solves my aveira previously. You could give a billion karbanos. If you didn't do tshuva, and if you don't get punished for your aveira, it doesn't help. Maybe other religions believe in that. You did something wrong, all you got to do is do something right. No, we don't believe in that. You got to fix your wrong. V'rak b'tshuva shleim al chatov, u'bivou al onsho, shechiev ta Torah, titzkan nafsho, v'tizkel chapar gemura. Only that. And then he has the beautiful line. Dover zeh alin l'shanenu. We have to learn. Ki abori yizbarach shmeu hu kel gadol v'nora, asher ein lefanav shum masu panim. V'ein, and here's the key line. Ki ein a mitzvah mechabe aveira. A mitzvah can't extinguish an aveira. Maybe kiddush Hashem and chilul Hashem. The Rambam writes, how do you do tshuva and chilul Hashem? By kiddush Hashem. If there is any tshuva for Chil Hashem. But he says, Ein ha-mitzvah mechab ha-aveira, v'akol lefi ha-cheshben. We got to get rid of our aveiras. We can't just, oh, I stole a lot of money, so I'm going to do it. Somebody, just talking to somebody this afternoon, he quotes that in the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky biography, somebody comes to Rabbi Yaakov and says, you know, I've embezzled thousands and thousands from people. How do I do tshuva? I don't even know why I embezzled. Which tzedaka should I give it to? I want to give it all, b'tzarchei tzibur. Rav Yaakov says, don't give it to any tzedakah. I don't want you to think that by giving tzedakah, you've solved your problem. And all the thousands that you gave, you know, that's going to solve. You know, give it to like, the American Cancer Society. Give it to a good cause, but don't give it to Aniyah Yisrael, who you think you're gonna get off now, and now you're Shalom al Yisrael. No, that's the message of the mitzvah. Right? Don't think just by doing a mitzvah, you solve the aveira. This is also related, we mentioned it a couple of years ago, to the I think last year, on a different amazing thought that by the Rav Sarutsky in the Zayin LaTorah. He talks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu by Mitzrayim, Daber na ba'aznei ha'am. Go please speak to the people to take the riches from the Mitzrayim. Daber na, ein na el lashon bakasha. Ask the Zayin LaTorah, why did Hashem have to tell Moshe to beg the Jewish people? Why wouldn't they want to take it? All the gold and the silver. Why wouldn't they want to take it? Says the Zayin LaTorah, we didn't understand this pasuk until the 20th century. And there was a big machlokas amongst the survivors of the Shoah. German reparations. Do we accept money? Do we not accept money? Mitzad Echad, one group said, take money! Right? As the Navi says, Ratzachta v'gam yarashta. They killed us. At least take it's our money. Take all their money. Let them be poor. At least that. On the other hand, other people said, that's all blood money. I'm not touching their money. And I'm going to give them a feeling that they got an atonement somehow? Oh, we paid up, so now we're Yotzei Zayin? That was a machlokas amongst the people, an emotional machlokas. Says Azayin LaTorah, that machlokas must have been the same in Mitzrayim. As they leave Mitzrayim, right, half the Jews probably said, yeah, let's take whatever we could get. And the other Jews said, no, that's why Dabar Na, please. Please, I promised Avram Avinu. They have to take. So Dabar Na, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. But that's the same issue. Same issue. You can't do a mitzvah and say, oh, I'm Yotze. Right? I have kapara for that Aveir. That's Rav Sternbach right here. Related issue I saw in the Alein L'Shabeach and Rav Zilberstein right here on the Parsha. He talks about a case. There was a story came to him. It was a boy that lived in Chalon, and there was a terrible divorce going on between the parents. The mother wanted to be from. The father didn't want to be from. And the father called the boy aside one day, gave him 1,000 shekel. He said, I'm giving you this money. Do any Aveira that you want with it. Give you the money to do an Aveira. And then he left. The kid's like, what do I do? So he went to this Rav that's in the story, and he said, what do I do? So, right, I can't, it's not a kibbutz av, your heart tells you to do an Aveira, what do I do with the money? So he answered that the Ben Ishchai in the Torah Lishma also talks about a similar case. There was a guy that gave money to a Jew, Amanas Lavar Aveira, and if not, he should give it away. Anyway, so says the Ben Ishchai in that case said, oh, the Gemara says that if you lend money to somebody without witnesses, you're a chote. But the Minhag Olam is not to worry about that halacha. So he said, you know what, just to fulfill your father's words, lend money, lend five shekel to somebody without edim. And then, right, why? Because you might lead to, later on, it might lead to machlokas. That's why you have to do it with Edim. But it's not such a bad avera. So, lend money to somebody, and you'll be Yotze Zayin, and then you can keep the money. Or, another idea, he says, right, when he brought this to Rav Zilberstein says, don't worry about it. Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Bezin has the power to say the money's Hefker. Just tell the father that his money was Hefker, and you're keeping it. But either way, this is, again, trying to do a mitzvah with money that came from an Aveira. Just one final point. The Menachas Chinuch here points out that there is no Malkus in this case. If somebody accepted money, so then just give it back. There's no Malkus. This is what's called a Lava Nidin L'Tashlumin, like Ribbis, like Geneva, like Zela, like Shochad. Just give it back, and therefore there is no Malkus. Okay, Abosai, one more mitzvah left to save her by Midbar, which, Be'ez Hashem, we will do next time.